Yeah, how about I'll move up?
Yeah.
Brothers out. Or Sergio can move up. And Steve and Aaron, yep.
Move up a little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen.
So this morning we're covering week four from the Holy Word, and it's entitled The Vision and Enjoyment of the Meal Offering. So since this is the first week that we're covering the meal offering, I thought it would be good if we turn to Leviticus chapter 2. Maybe we could read these verses all together. We could alternate brothers and sisters. So it's Leviticus 2, verses 1 through 16. We could start with brothers. So again, this is on the meal offering. So we could alternate. So brothers, when you have it. Ready? Okay. And when anyone presents an offering of a meal offering to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. Sisters.
Then he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take from it his handful of its fine flour and of its oil with all its frankincense.
Amen.
And the priest shall burn it as his memorial portion on the altar, an offering by fire,
a satisfying fragrance to Jehovah. Amen. 3. And what is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is the thing most holy of Jehovah's offerings by fire. Amen.
When you present an offering of the meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened cakes, mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers, anointed with oil.
Amen. And if your offering is a meal offering, baked in a flat plate, it shall be of fine flour, mingled with oil, unleavened.
You shall break it in pieces and pour oil on it. It is a meal offering.
Amen. 7. And if your offering is a meal offering made in a pot, it shall be made of fine flour with oil.
And you shall bring to Jehovah the meal offering that is made of these things, and present it to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar.
And the priest shall take up from the meal offering its memorial portion, and shall burn it on the altar, an offering by fire, a satisfying fragrance to Jehovah. Amen.
And that which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons.
Amen.
It is a thing most holy of Jehovah's offerings by fire.
Amen.
No meal offering that you present to Jehovah shall be made with leaven, for you shall not burn any leaven or any honey as an offering by fire to Jehovah.
Amen.
They shall present them to Jehovah as an offering of first fruits, but they shall not be offered up for a satisfying fragrance on the altar.
And every offering of your meal offering you shall season with salt.
Amen.
And you shall not omit the salt of the covenant of your God from your meal offering. With all your offerings you shall present salt.
And if you present the meal offering of first fruits to Jehovah, you shall present the meal offering of your first fruits, new grain roasted with fire, crushed grain of the fresh year.
Amen. And you shall put oil on it and place frankincense on it. It is a meal offering.
And the priest shall burn as its memorial portion some of its crushed grain and some of its oil in all its frankincense, as an offering by fire to Jehovah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the meal offering.
Amen.
So I just want to mention a few things real quickly to point out, well, number one, we should consider the differences, right, between the meal offering and the burnt offering. Actually, one thing right away when you were reading the verses, you probably noticed that with regards to the burnt offering, the entire offering was offered up to God for His satisfaction.
Amen.
But the meal offering, if you looked at these verses, yes, a lot of it was offered up to God as a satisfying fragrance. But some of it was also provided to the priest to be their enjoyment.
Amen.
Right? And so right away we see actually the meal offering is something that satisfies both God and also man.
Amen.
Also, we should probably realize there are different sizes, right, of the meal offering. Some are cakes. You could prepare it as a wafer. And even the way you prepare it, right? Some is baked in the oven, and some was cooked on a pot, right?
Amen.
And so all these things, they have significances. And I think it could be brought out in the meeting this morning. But I think right from the beginning, we see the meal offering has certain ingredients. And it has certain things that it's very clear in the Word that it is without, right? The first ingredient, the main ingredient of the meal offering is what?
Fine
flour. And if you looked at the outline, right, I really appreciate this ministry with all the definitions, right,
Amen.
That we are given. What does fine flour mean? Fine flour, actually, it signifies Christ in His humanity, right?
Amen.
Which is fine, right? When you read the Gospels, when you look at His humanity, isn't it so fine? Perfect, tender, balanced, right in every way, right? Without any excess, no deficiency. And this is really, you see the beauty and the excellence of Christ's human living and His daily walk, right? The way the Lord lived on this earth, right? I'm thinking many examples, just even, you know, when He went to the temple and He was driving out the money changers, right? It says he took a whip and He drove out the oxen. But then when He came to the table, right, that they were selling pigeons and turtle doves, He didn't whip that, right? But actually, He just told them, get these out of here, right? So you see, even in the Lord's humanity, there was something so fine, something
Amen.
So tender. He wasn't reckless. He wasn't wild, right? Oil, of course, in the Bible always signifies the Spirit, right? And so when you have this fine flour and this oil is poured upon it, actually what you get is this wonderful meal offering.
Amen.
Divinity mingled with humanity.
Amen.
And so I just want to point out something right away. This meal offering symbolizes, actually it's from the outline, right? Christ in His God-man living.
Amen.
In the meal offering, we see this picture of divinity mingled with humanity.
Amen.
Actually, this is God's desire. This
Amen.
Is His eternal purpose. It's to mingle Himself with man. And so we see that from the meal offering. That's point C. And also, it has frankincense, right? Which signifies His humanity. That was filled actually with resurrection. And actually it was an aroma, because frankincense is something that is fragrant, right? And so it was filled with resurrection. And you see this in His living, right, on this earth. The living full of resurrection. And then it was also what? Filled with salt, right? And salt here actually is an element that deals with every negative thing, right?
Amen.
Kills the germs. And actually, and it's also a way to preserve, right, that meal offering. And so the Lord, when He was on this earth, He lived such a life.
Amen.
Right? He lived a crucified life.
Amen.
His crucifixion didn't start when He was placed on the cross. It started the moment He was born, conceived, when He was living on earth, right? He lived a crucified life. And then also we have a few things that it was without. First thing is no leaven, right? There's no negative thing.
Amen.
There's no sin, no
Amen.
Sinful aspects. And this is actually who person of Christ is. He was one, tempted in all respects like us, yet without sin, right? And then also no honey. That means no natural affection.
Amen.
No natural goodness, right? I think there are stories where we see that this is very apparent when the disciples told him, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. You know, and he responded, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? And he pointed to you know, his disciples. Behold, my mothers and my brothers, right? And so with the Lord, there was no special relationships that he formed, something that was natural. But actually, everyone in that sense was the same, right? And so this is a picture of Christ and his God-man living.
Amen.
When you come to Roman numeral 2, we see actually the burden is that this meal offering needs to be duplicated.
Amen.
Right? His God-man living needs to be duplicated.
Amen.
In our Christian living.
Right.
Right? He was the first God-man. Now he is reproducing himself and all of us as the many God-men. Right? And so, first, actually, I think from the spoken word, we see the first way, the first requirement is that we would love the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We need to turn our hearts and we need to love the Lord.
Amen.
First thing, right? Also, we need to what? We need to eat, right? And actually, this is really, I would say, the crux of the burden from this week.
Amen.
This meal offering life is not meant for us to imitate, for us to agree simply, you know, this is very good. But in for it to be reproduced in us, the only way is for us to eat the meal offering, right? And this is through eating the Word, the consolidated Word, right?
Amen.
And so when we come to the Bible and we read it, we digest it, it speaks to us. Something of Christ is being duplicated in us. This week we were blending. We visited many, many churches. Real quickly, I just share this testimony I heard at Ithaca. One brother, he testified that he was reading the Bible, and he read and he prayed over the verses, right, that spoke about the way that the Lord folded his linens after he resurrected. So the following morning, before he rushed off to class, something spoke to him. Oh, I should probably make my bed, right? That's real. Right? What is that? That is something being reproduced in him. A certain kind of living, right? A God-man living, right? And this is, again, not by imitation, but it's through the Word. And then, so there's these wonderful 12 points because of time. I won't have all of us read it together, but I hope it'll be brought out. And then finally, the third aspect of the meal offering is actually typified by the church life, right? As the corporate meal offering. Yes, the Lord wants to reproduce himself in us, but it's not so that we would live as individuals, right? The meal offering actually is a symbol of the church life. And it's something corporate. And it's something that requires this word that I think, especially the college students, they were appreciating this week, blending, right? We need to be blended together. And in 1 Corinthians, we actually see the Lord blended the body together. Blended us to become this one loaf. Blended us so that we could have this manifestation of the corporate God-man living.
Amen.
I really want to emphasize corporate. It's not just for individuals, but this needs to be expressed in a corporate way. And so we need to enjoy Christ, and we need to actually live this kind of corporate God-man life.
Amen.
And I just want to actually finish with this. And I hope this kind of ties in what the college students been doing this past week. And so that we could also give them opportunity to overflow from their enjoyment.
Amen.
Of the corporate God-man living.
Amen.
Right? Of the blending, which is really the reality of the body. You know, they're really, you know, I was considering this. When we come to this matter of blending, on one hand, yes, it's to go and visit different churches. And then when you see the saints living and you see the saints' care and their love, right, there's no doubt, right, there's something special there. And I think all of us, we really enjoy that very much. And I hope it gets brought out this morning. But I felt, you know, on this trip, and the Lord was really speaking to me while I was getting into this, there's really another aspect of blending, which is not so much just going from place to place, but it's a blending that occurs locally. It occurs in God's sovereign arrangement. You know, the Lord has placed us all in a group. Maybe we're in a service group, and Friday we're, you know, in a home meeting group. And we're with one another, right? This is actually the place where blending occurs. You know, for the flour to become fine, what does the grain need to do? It needs to go through a process. It needs to be grounded.
Amen.
And that process sometimes is not so pleasant, right? You know, when you go on these trips, actually everything is pleasant. It's like the icing on the cake, right? You just get the best part, right? But when you consider the day-to-day church life, it's not always like this. But the Lord needs this, right? It's not practical for us to go every weekend to go churching, right? But actually the Lord wants a corporate expression, right? And so that what you taste outside of Piscataway can also be something, right, that is produced here locally, right, within your service group. And so when we're being grounded, right, and when we're being processed in a way where we're losing our distinctions, losing our flavor, we hope, right, that the oil is being added, right, so that divinity is being added, so something is being produced, right, full of frankincense and then also salts. So the Lord really spoke to me. I feel in the church life where we are today, we need to be open, right? We need to be open to this process. You know, when we pray, Lord, blend us together, and then something happens to us in our situation, in our environment, we're like, whoa, what's going on? We need to realize that's probably an answer, right, to our prayer. The Lord is bringing us through this process.
Amen.
I remind you again, right, you know, this meal offering, it's what? How does it come about? It's baked, right? There is an oven there. An oven there in the Word, it symbolizes heat, right? It's intense heat. And so sometimes in the church life, it might not be so pleasant, right? You're being baked in the oven. But this is so that something can be produced.
Amen.
Something of the meal offering, right? That can really satisfy God. And actually, eventually we realize, not only is God satisfied, but even our fellow brothers and sisters, right? The ones around us. There's food for them, right? Through all the different experiences that we go through. Food can be produced to feed one another. So I'll just stop here. Again, I hope we can all share something. Maybe because of the size and time, we can limit to just 2 minutes. And so all the saints, feel free to share, and especially college students who were on this trip, whether you went through the entire duration or just visiting Ithaca, please share with the saints your experiences of being blended.
Amen. Yes. College students, go for it.
I really enjoyed the home meeting, and it was on this particular message. I like that the heat purifies us. It prepares us, and whether you're in the oven, as Michael said, or you're in the pot or a particular part, you are purified and made to conform to become this loaf, right? And then also like the fact that we can help feed God. I feel like God has provided us with so much, and to know that we're preparing the meal offering, not just for one another, but we prepare this service for God. So I really thought that was pretty touching to me. And then what I also enjoyed was just the love that's shared by one another to prepare the meal offering and to actually produce the service.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I'm gonna end there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Jerry, please.
Oh, we're going to go in order now? Okay.
Amen. All right, so I want to kind of maybe continue with what Brother Shepherd just shared a little bit regarding the blending, because yes, I was one of the students that went on the trip, and so we visited the church in Toronto, Ithaca. Some of the saints from Columbus, Ohio came, and also in Hamilton, and Mississauga in Ontario. I was originally going to share a little bit about my experience regarding the immense love that the saints poured out for us, because I remember Shepherd shared. It's just like, it's really hard to understand just how much love they poured out to us. They just open up their homes, they serve us all this food and expecting absolutely nothing in return. So I wanted to read this a little bit here. In Ephesians 3, 18 to 19, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ. I was always wondering, how can we apprehend with all the saints and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ? But now I can testify that I can know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ because I'm receiving this knowledge surpassing love of Christ from the saints. Because I don't understand what type of love this is. It completely surpasses my knowledge. But with all the saints in this type of blending together, it's just so enjoyable. Yeah. And I'll just quickly mention, what Shepherd said is very true. The blending is not merely just going from place to place. The blending even happens within the people that you're even with. I feel like with all the brothers and sisters from Rutgers, I'm even blent together with them. Because it's no longer just the natural, the honey. Because a lot of the brothers, like you could probably see from like the videos, we're very, very naturally, very close to each other. But the Lord can only break through once we break through all those distinctions, all those flavors, to the point where we can even pray for one another. Like, if you know Michael, Roman LaRue, like, we're very, very close. But then, I felt like we were the most close when one time in the car, after, like, it was, like, really, really hectic, he suddenly brought up, he had, like, a cousin who's, like, going through some really big trouble. Like, he just got out of prison or something, and he's just like, can we pray for this? At that point, when we're praying with him, I felt like, wow. Amen. This is what it really means to be blended. The activities are good, but the time that we spent enjoying the Lord, praying with one another, caring for one another's situations. Amen. That's the real blending.
Amen.
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 That's
right. Come and living. Amen. Amen.
This week, I really enjoyed blending with the body of Christ, and the past college retreat, the focus was on not having just an objective knowledge or outward knowledge of God, but really to have a subjective inward experience of God. And I felt like this trip was really such a subjective experience for me for seeing what blending really is, because I heard of like blending before, and I always just like, oh yeah, yeah, it's great to blend and stuff. But this trip, like really, like being able to see all the saints in Toronto and Cornell and Mississauga, like we were just able to pray with all of them and fellowship with all of them. And I just really appreciate these verses from Ephesians 4, 3-6, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And just during this whole blending trip, I really experienced the oneness of the body of Christ. Like, wherever we are, like, we can pray with one another and really experience Christ as our life.
Amen.
About being diligent to keep the oneness. I just want to share this experience. Like this blending trip was really sweet, but there was also this moment when I was like, I had a sudden realization of myself holding my own preferences, holding my own likes and dislikes. And so there was once we had a dim sum lunch, and I think the sisters might know, like. But I love dim sum, and I know how to eat dim sum, and because my parents are from Hong Kong, all these things, blah blah blah, And then I just wanted to everyone to eat in the same way, just like the proper way. But so I was kind of fussy about like, oh, you need to eat it like that. You need to, you don't take the dish out from the lazy Susan thing, but you use your chopsticks to get the food or whatever. And I was just like really, I was really frustrated that not everyone was eating in the proper way. Like they're not enjoying it like that. And then like the sister next to me, the full timer from Toronto, she just told me, "Sister, don't you realize that not everyone has eaten dim sum before, and like they don't know how to eat dim sum." And then I was like really angry. I was like, oh, man. "I'm like, I'm here to enjoy. I'm here to like really like eat dim sum. Like I really want to like try this food like to the best I can in like the way that we're supposed to eat it, but like." They're not letting me eat it like that. And I just realized, like, at that moment, I just had to turn to the Lord inwardly. I had to say, like, I had to say amen. Because I was just like, Lord, I'm so angry. Like, I'm not going to eat in anger. And I realized that this is what blending is. This is what the one new man is. And I just, yeah, so, like, this whole week has been full of subjective experiences.
Amen.
I really enjoyed towards the time that we spent in Hamilton. The trooper was sharing one verse from the morning revival, and that was 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 12-13, for even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we are all given to drink one spirit. During this trip, I was able, not a lot of students were able to taste what the true meaning of blending is, and for me it was the first time actually going out and meeting all the other local saints. And you know, you may think that, you know, as Phoebe shared, like we all have different cultures, we all come from different backgrounds, but we didn't come for the purpose to indicate our differences and be like, oh yeah, we come from New Jersey, this is what we do. No, we come here to join, to eat Christ together and join Christ together.
Amen.
And one thing I was able to realize is that we all go through the same struggles. Like during the car rides, it was really like very memorable and special to me because without realization, a lot of the sisters that I was in the car ride with, they opened to me about their struggles. And like even till like the time that I was in Ithaca, I really hoped that the person I was staying with will like we will be able to talk, because I felt like we just had like a big relationship of just like knowing each other. But somehow she just started sharing her testimony with me, and I shared my testimony with her about how I came into the church life. And all I just prayed to the Lord that whatever came out of my mouth would be life to her and nourishing to her to continue in the church life. And realizing that no matter, like, she knows she was a person from Cornell and I'm a person from New Jersey, even though we may come from different schools, different backgrounds, we were able to unite one and pray for each other together.
Amen. Amen.
During this blending trip, I really enjoyed Christ as the fountain of life. I felt like everywhere that we went, every church, every home, I was able to be watered some way, somehow, by the saints. And I remember, of course, like going to each saint's home, they prepared like this nice meal and expect nothing in return. But it wasn't until we went to Cornell and I stayed in a small apartment with one of the saints, the college students. And she was just very open and warm, and she offered me her blanket, and she actually offered her bed. And she was gonna sleep on the couch, but I couldn't find in my heart to do that because I was just very touched by the Christ that was inside of her.
Amen.
And actually, the next morning, she made breakfast for me and one of the other sisters that we were staying with her. And it was just, like, so warm to me because normally as a college student, we don't want to share our food with too many people because we barely have much. But she was just so open, and she made oatmeal and made sure we had enough to eat. And it's just, it really touched my heart to know that even something so small that she had, she was able to share Christ with me and water my spirit. Mm-hmm. And like, even throughout the week, it was very tiring because we wake up early and then some places we wouldn't get there until really late. And I remember the song that we sang throughout the trip, Fill My Spirit Up. And there's a verse that says, break through every part. And there were many times where I had to say, Lord Jesus, just break through, break through. And then every time we would see the saints, it was just something that came over me that it was, I don't know how to explain it, but just seeing their faces and it just, amen, Lord. Noticing the Christ in them, it was just, it really, I was able to feel my spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Flow out.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I guess the other saints will have some time to continue. So. Yeah, I stay local, you know. But I'm full of grace because God, you know, as I told last time, God saved us from this past, you know, devastating storm, you know. So, actually, I was grateful because even it looks like very bad, with tree branches all over my van, but I pulled my van. The van has a very, very minor infect, so I'm still driving my van everywhere. But I just want to be short is, originally I just sensed, you know, the Lord is very good to me. Mm-hmm. So I began to, I used to pray a lot, you know, how God said, you know, help me this, help me that, because I definitely had a lot of leads. but right now, I just began to tell the Lord, to say, you know, what I can do for you, you know, what I can do for you, how can I, you know, serve you. So, I think, you know, the Lord is brought me to some like a new realm, you know, to increase my ability and all this. But one thing I should say is like the Lord still need to, you know, change our life, you know, to serve Him. I give example, maybe not too personal, is the Lord give me a son which is very different from me. Like, I never thought it, because I'm kind of, you know, a serious person. I like to read his history, like, very, like, facts, you know. But my son really loved to read those, like cartoon, like, very funny, or, like, even sometimes, like, crazy stuff. So I need to learn to, you know, to live with him, actually. And yesterday, there was a really thing is, I was pretty much like a very laid-back person. I not easily get angry. But yesterday, you know, we gave him an opportunity to play in a place he liked. And I got a call from my daughter saying they arrived. So I want to quickly pick them up, because I know those drivers are probably tired. But my son just insisted he wanted to finish something, which I think is very trivial. So I said, no, don't do that, we need to go. But he insisted. So, but anyway, later on, he insisted, and then we tried to finish it. But later on, I got very angry, because I think he needs to be disciplined. So anyway, I also drove in my anger, you know. So anyway, to make it short, I also need to learn to serve the Lord, to how to, you know, cope up with him in the spirit.
Amen.
So, yeah, but I just, in short, you say, Lord, I want to do something for you, but still, I need to take the Lord as my meal offering.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, you can do the piano for yourself. Yeah. Amen. From this trip, I knew it was good blending when I woke up this morning. And the first thing that I thought of was the saints. I needed the saints.
Amen.
And, you know, and there was a song that was being sung a lot. I had no idea what they were singing about. I thought they just made it up. But it was, oh, what a mystery, Christ in you, Christ in me. Oh, what a victory, Christ in you, Christ in me. This trip was, I think the one thing I received from this trip was that blending, this one phrase, blending is the reality of the body of Christ. When we went to Toronto and all the other places that we went and we visited and got to meet with all these saints, you got to really understand what it was like to be in the body. Saints opening up their homes, us being in a home that we've never been before, saints who were across the nation, across the country, across the world actually, who opened their homes to let us cook in their kitchen to serve the saints who were there locally. It's really, really hard to understand that. But the fact is that, you know, you really could feel like the saints shared the love of all the members. But the one thing I really enjoyed is actually what was brought up with this morning about was regarding the matter of, yes, we need to go on corporately, and that, yes, it's going to be, we're going to be burned by the flames because, you know, we're supposed to be produced. But the one thing that is holding us all together, and I think this blending trip has really shown it, is the matter of the Spirit.
Amen.
As long as we have this oil, this oil to hold us all together.
Amen.
If we're just fine flour going inside to the oven, it's just going to evaporate by itself. We need this oil.
Yes.
To hold us all together. So amen. I'm really grateful for this time with, especially the brothers. We've had a lot of fun this trip. But praise the Lord that we can go on together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, stand up. I really enjoyed this trip. As Joe said, the brothers had a lot of fun. But really, it just gave, it was an opportunity to just blend with the other saints from like places I thought I'd never go to. And I think at first I didn't really want to go on the spring break trip. Like before, I was like, whoa, that's my whole entire spring break. But then I still ended up going, and I'm really happy I did because, I mean, it was just so enjoyable. And then even like when we stayed, the hospitality in Cornell, like, I didn't realize this, but it was like, it was actually a brother that we stayed with in the last college retreat, like in Camp Penuel. I was like, whoa, how did that even happen? So like the Lord is just like sovereignly arranging all these like, yeah, situations. And yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love to eat. So I mean, something that happened, like, there was, like, of course, a lot of practical eating, but, like, something, like a brother actually used, from Cornell, actually used 30 of his own meal swipes to get all the Rutgers Saints in, and he just smiled and said, good to see you. Like meal swipes are money, and he was just so happy just to eat with us. But more importantly, of just, you know, eating in the dining hall at Cornell, is that, like, these saints over at Cornell wanted to eat God with us. Like, think practically, like, when you have a really busy day, you can go almost the entire day without eating and not even thinking of it, and then you just feel really, you know, really, really sore at the end of the day because you haven't eaten anything. And then if you also go this whole day very distracted, very in your own mind, never eat God, you have a terrible day. Mm-hmm. Amen. But amen, like it's just so good to be wherever you are. Like, I was only able to go to Ithaca, I made the second portion of the trip, but we ate, you know? I was able to drop everything that was, you know, distracting me from the beginning portion of my spring break, work specifically, and I was just able to eat. And it's like, I almost didn't want to eat because I was still distracted from the beginning of my week. but I just ate. It was enjoying.
Amen.
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 It's good
Amen.
To eat. Amen. God wants us to eat.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Eating Christ is the way. Amen. Amen. I really enjoy All Saints sharing. You know, that really brought us into the reality of the meal offering, right? As we're, you know, entering these messages. I don't know how you feel, Saints. I really feel that I feel my eye really got open.
Amen.
Because this is a Christ that is really revealed to us through all these offerings. I remember one of the when Brother Ed was sharing in the meeting, he gave an example of he's going out with his son, right, to Kansas.
Yes.
And he asked his son to look around and say, okay, do you see anything? Say, okay, look all directions. His son said, I saw nothing. And then he explained to them, all you see, because it's really flat, but there are a lot of these wheat fields, right? So he started explaining to him, and, oh, now I see, okay, because first when he sees it, like, okay, it's all fields, right, all hairy, it's like there is really nothing, right? He was expecting something else, probably. So this is really, he brought us into this, when we, in our pursuit for Christ, right, in our, you know, pursuit for growth in life, we first need to see. The Christ that we see is the Christ we get. If we don't see Christ, you know, what is really we're getting, right? So saints, we really need to first, right, we need to open our eyes. We even need to pray to the Lord. Lord, I want to see you, right? I want this Bible to be open to us. And as we know that, you know, the ministry really opens the Bible to us, right? We see it's so rich. You know, just through revealing of the reality or the details of the offerings, we see the Christ, right? In here, especially in the meal offering, we see that the Christ, he's the fine flour. That's the main ingredient, right? His humanity is fine, right? In tender, perfect balance, and right in every way, right? In the burnt offering, we see that he's the one that's absolutely for God. He's the one that's holy for God,
you know,
for the enjoyment. And as a meal offering, he's partially for God, right? For God's satisfaction. And God finds his humanity, right, is fully satisfying. You know, the divinity mingled with humanity. And then that portion is also for the priest. Maybe I need one more minute to finish. In the matter of the eating, this portion is for the priests, right? And then in chapter 6, it talks a lot about where it should be eaten and how it should be eaten, right? And in many verses, it points that this is holy. Right? The meal offering is a holy, and we have to eat it in the holy place, right? Yeah. We have to eat it, you know, before the altar. That means we eat it, you know, Amen. When we take this food, we say eating Christ is the way, Amen. But we don't take it as a common food, right? We have to take it very holy. So we just don't eat it with a playful or just taking it lightly, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this means that in our meeting, we really should, you know, enjoy. We really should have to view it in the food, you know, the Christ is really something holy, right? We really have to give our whole being to, we need to be regulated also, right? And, also it was mentioning that the food, the meal offering has to be offered in the morning and in the evening. Same as a burnt offering, right? This means our living also has to be, our eating of a Christ has to be like regulated, right? It's not like we just randomly. A lot of times we just, okay, I feel like I wanted to read Bible and I read it, and I don't feel like it, I don't read it, right? You know, if I feel like I exercise spirit. So it is not that way. So we truly need to learn God's way, right? You know, going back to eating the dim sum. Now, although our sister learned something else, right? But just, we need to be trained to how to eat Christ, right?
Amen.
We need to eat the way that the Lord ordained us, right? Eat it regularly, and also, you know, very, you know, in a holy way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't it true that really the meal offering is not for our study, not for our understanding,
Amen.
Merely?
Amen.
It's mainly for our experience.
Yes.
I believe many of the saints who had Amen. This kind of blending time. Hourly, you did a lot of things, right? You had a very busy schedule. But many of you, very, very much so, all of you, touched some reality
Amen.
In the blending. And that's where it is. And actually, I'm sure you saw so much of Christ. And like our brother shared, what you see is what you get. And you got quite a bit from this blending trip.
Amen.
And so one of the points, like, I appreciated from the meal offering, this is just for our, you know, these are points not for our understanding merely, but really for our experience. And I appreciated in the meal offering, we see, of course, it was the fine flour, which signifies his humanity, mingled with oil, which is his divinity, the spirit. And it was a very fine mingling. And we know the word mingling is that two natures are blent together without producing a third nature.
Right.
So these two natures are still distinct. Well, this blending, the blending trip, it's really the blending of humanity with divinity.
Right.
This is where the reality is. Mm-hmm. And we know it was with frankincense, which typifies his resurrection. Mm-hmm. Didn't you see resurrection in so many of the saints?
Yeah.
Wow. And it was with salt. Mm-hmm. And it was without leaven and without honey, which typifies without leaven, without sin, and without honey, without natural relationships. Mm-hmm. But even the way how it was prepared, the meal offering, I'd just like to bring this out for our appreciation here. It was... the meal offering itself was perforated or pierced. And that's interesting. That's something I haven't seen before. It says this perforation, this piercing, signifies a kind of Christ's suffering in his humanity. So even the meal offering, as the cake offering, was perforated or pierced. Mm-hmm. Now the meal offering was also hollow, which signifies that it was easy to eat.
Right.
So Christ as cakes is good for the strong ones, and Christ as wafers is good for the young ones. He's available to all ages. Praise the Lord, he is so edible.
Amen.
And now as a meal offering, it was also broken into pieces. It typifies that it was perfect. Though it was perfect, it was never kept whole. But this last point that I really appreciated, I mean, all these sharing on the perforation being broken into pieces, it was crushed, it was baked in an oven. This typifies mainly Christ's sufferings and his cross.
Right.
But when we look at the burnt offering, it's really one of the portions in the day. It covers that though Christ was a suffering one, he actually never exhibited his suffering.
Mm-hmm.
He actually exhibited the aroma of his resurrection, the sweet fragrance.
Right.
And when he lived, you never got the sense he was a suffering person.
Right.
Actually, you got the sense there was much fragrance in his living, and this was the fragrance of his resurrection.
Amen.
And I really appreciate it. This is what we see in the meal offering. The God-man living is one that is in resurrection.
Amen.
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 Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to eat the meal offering.
Amen.
So we may become the meal offering. Because we are what we eat.
Amen.
So this week I really enjoyed that for the meal offering, the main components is the fine flour, the frankincense, the salt. So all these are from the good land. They're not just sent by God from the heaven. So we need to labor on the good land. So recently I was reading a book by Brother Lee. He said that the book is Christ as reality. So he mentioned the difference between the manna and the meal offering. He said, so when the people of Israel, they were in wilderness, the manna was set from the heaven. So it doesn't require much labor. It just needs to, all you require is you raise up early and collect the manna. But for the meal offering, you need to labor on the good land. He said that the God never commanded Israel to like offer present manna to God. But in the tent of meeting, the people of Israel, they were required to present meal offering to God, not manna. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I really taught that we need to enjoy the Lord in His Word, to labor on the good land.
Amen.
So, like in the opening, Brother Shepherd mentioned an example that maybe when we enjoy the Lord in His Word, the Lord may touch us in a certain matter. Like maybe we went to the meetings, but we forgot to make our bed. So the Lord touch us. We need to pay a price on this matter. So, oh, Lord Jesus. And also, Brother Lee said in this book, he said, Many of us came to the meetings. We say hallelujah, amen. But Brother Lee said, but hallelujah for what? Sometimes I would rather go to their bedroom to see how they labor on Christ, tear the ground by making their bed. So this is very practical. We need to labor on the good land to eat a meal offering. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So may the Lord help us to get into His Word,
amen,
to labor on the ground,
amen,
to take in His Word.
Yes.
Amen.
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 In the Gospels, many times the Lord says to His disciples, He says, you know, for the Gentiles, the great ones lord it over one another. He says, but it is not so among you. So He says that in this corporate meal offering, it cannot be this way. And that we need to serve one another. And I would say the saints in Toronto, the saints in Mississauga, Hamilton, and Ithaca, they really lived this out. Because when we went there, they were so happy to just pour out on us, to pour out upon us. And they I remember this one brother, Mississauga, he said that we're so happy to have the saints from New Jersey because Amen. Many times we went to the trainings in New Jersey and we enjoyed the service from the saints there. Mm-hmm. And he said, we're so happy that now we have the chance to serve you guys.
Amen.
Wow. And I was so impressed. One, that I do remember serving at the training, but like, it's been a long time, and he still remembers receiving the care from the saints in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And he said he was so happy that they have the chance to return the favor. And then, of course, it's all on the basis. Mark 10:45, it says, for even the Son of Man. And so it's all on the basis that even Christ, when he came to serve. And so the humanity of Jesus serves others. And I would say that visiting the other churches, we really saw that they were living out this kind of humanity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was really touched by the point that the meal offering is not for our objective knowledge, but it's due for our subjective experience. Amen. And Jesus' humanity is so good. It's fine, perfect, tender, balanced, and right in every way. No excess and no deficiency. It's so good. But how can Jesus have this good humanity? It's not like, just suddenly come out. We can see Devan's message. The fine flour of the meal offering is produced out of wheat, which has passed through many processes, including being sown, buried to die, growing up, being beaten by the wind, frost, rain, and sun, and then being reaped, threshed, sifted, and ground. So all this humanity is went through a process. This process is not that pleasant, you know, in our natural eye. We see, okay, it's a lot of pain. But just as last week experience of ours, there's a storm. From outwardly, it's very bad situation. But inwardly, we are so thankful. We are so enjoyed it. Why? Because Jesus' humanity brought us to the enjoyment. Because the saints, you know, they brought that love from God. And we can taste the love from the saints. Yeah, the love just consolidated in their, you know, in the saints. So that's why a bad situation in our world, but inside we are so thankful for the Lord. But I'm not saying like we ask the Lord for this kind of situation happening to us. But when this situation happens, we do need to pray, Lord, we experience your sufficient grace instead of, you know, just in our natural being, we just complain. Yeah, we just praise the Lord for this situation. And also, I'm very touched by the point that we are not like an individual meal offering. We need to grind together,
Amen.
Like a brick, you know,
Amen.
Our personal distinction, personal preference, which I have a lot in my own self. We really need a situation to break through this all kind of distinction. Then we can grind together to become a meal offering to satisfy God and man.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I personally think that this week's message is not easy.
Yes.
Fellowship. Actually, if you look at the title, it talks about enjoyment. But then when I thought about this, I don't know if you noticed, on day 5, actually the message says that my heart is weeping. Why is this related? And I actually spent some time, and I really appreciate Shepherd's sharing today. Actually, for meal offering, you know, like, if you think about, like, now you want to offer something, offer a gift to a Lord, what would you do? If it's me, I'm always sugar, sugar, sugar. I would offer my best part to the Lord. But we need to notice that, we need to know that God is actually very picky. He actually does not want what we want or what we prefer.
Right.
He wants us to follow his rule. And then, you know, when we enter that realm, we can really enjoy with him together. Mm-hmm. So on day 5, it talks about, two different types of believers. Mm-hmm. One is priestly believers and common believers. Actually, you know, when Shepherd mentioned about different forms of different ways to offer meal offering, actually, if we are common believers, we offer the meal offering. Actually, we cannot eat the cake or the offering. Only priests can share, you know, after, you know, they prepare for this, they can eat the meal offering. So in other words, I think that, you know, for us, yes, it's true. We want to take the Lord as the pattern, you know, as the form that, you know, we are fine flowers, you know, we should have oil, you know, in us. However, I think we need to actually make progress. We need to, you know, tell ourselves, Lord, make me willing to be a stronger part, to be willing to serve. You know, because only when we have the heart to serve, then we can have the, you know, co-enjoyment with the Lord. And I do think that, you know, this is what, you know, we want, because actually I was very touched by Phoebe's sharing. You know, sometimes we think about blending, it's just like, you know, oh, we have activities. But actually, I think real blending, it actually has the you know, component of fire. Mm-hmm. You know, actually we blend together. The real enjoyment actually is not our enjoyment. It's actually after we really have something that we are exposed, and then, you know, we come together, and only the part that is related to Christ left. So then we are joined together, and we can enjoy the Lord together.
Amen.
So all the offerings that we give to God, it will actually pass through fire. Mm-hmm. Meaning that if it's just our preference, you know, we actually won't be able to enjoy that part with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Only when it is pure for God, and
Amen.
It is holy,
Amen.
And it is before God, God will be present.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus says, the living Father sent me. I can live because the Father.
Amen.
If anyone eat me, eat Jesus,
Amen.
He shall live because of me.
Amen.
I very appreciate. I really enjoy this training, especially the talk about the fine flour mixed with the oil. I just think it's oil is oil. But when Brother Ed shared, it's not only the essential way, only half of the economic way. That means not only the spirit in your spirit, give you the conscious, give you the your feeling, give you the inspiration. Not only that, he also give you the spirit of the power, mm-hmm. give you the spirit of the economy. That means you can work for him. That's why Paul talked to the Timothy. Timothy used to cry. He said, give us that spirit. It is not a spirit of a cowardness. It's a spirit of the power.
Amen.
Spirit of the love.
Amen.
Spirit of the self-conscious.
Amen.
Why mention this one? Jesus, when the first resurrected showed in the whole meeting, Jesus breathed. Then he said, receive the Holy Spirit. They already have an essential spirit, but the same, still weak. Especially like Peter pulled all the sand, go to the old-fashioned, old-living, to do fishing. Bring them, but they labor whole night, nothing get. And Jesus experienced them one more time. Jesus experienced one more time. Show them what's not enough to get the essential spirit. You need his humanity just like a cherishing. He didn't say, wow, you guys betrayed me, you run away. Huh? You don't believe I was resurrected. He didn't blame them. He's still cherishing like a fine flower. Then show them, you should go. That's a divinity. You should go, put your right hand to the right side, then put your neck, then you'll get a fish, 147 or 3. Then put the net inside, that's the play rope. Then put down the boat, full of everything, that's a play zone. That means the spirit, not only essential one, also you have the power of the spirit. Show them, after that, tell them, you should go. After the resurrection, you should go. Go to the Jerusalem, pray with your sin. Get the power of the spirit.
Amen.
153.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciated that one of the main ingredient in the meal offering is the fine flour, and we see in the outline. I think it's just an exposing, because you see what the humanity of Jesus is. The humanity of Jesus loves the weak ones. The humanity of Jesus is flexible. Mm-hmm. The humanity of Jesus serves others. The humanity of Jesus cherishes people. And the humanity of Jesus is orderly, not sloppy. Mm-hmm. And I just realized, Lord, I'm none of these things. And I appreciate, before we see, actually, here, let me just read this. It says, in ourselves, we cannot live a human life like that of the Lord Jesus. Only he can live such a life. But we can take Jesus at any time by coming to his word and exercising our spirit to pre-read the word. Amen. When we do this, we touch the spirit, and the spirit supplies us with Jesus as our nourishment. Since we are what we eat, the more we eat Jesus, the more we are constituted with Jesus. By our eating of Jesus' human living, his living becomes ours. Spontaneously, without any self-effort, we will be as humble and holy as Jesus is. This is to enjoy Jesus as our food, for us to live a life which is qualified to serve God.
Amen.
And I read that in faith, because I'm just, you know, it's like, what? We are what we eat. When we eat the Lord in such a way, and spontaneously, our life would be exactly the same as it is. It's just, anyways, because I see my living, and I see the issue, and I just, anyways, my realization is like, we need to eat, and we need to learn how to eat. And I just appreciated, you know, how the brother opened. He's like, we need to see first. We need to see who Christ is, because what we see is what we experience, right?
Amen.
So we need to have such a vision of this Christ, and even especially in particular, I think the burden was not in his humanity. And then I think we need to learn how really to eat. And I just appreciated, in the outline, it was saying, it says, by exercising the spirit, to touch the spirit consolidated in the word, we eat the human life of and living of Jesus. We are constituted with Jesus, and the human living of Jesus becomes our human living with all of those characteristics of his divinely enriched humanity. And I think it's just, anyway, so I just realized, Lord, like, teach me how to eat, you know? Teach me how to exercise my spirit to touch the spirit that's consolidated in the word, because that's the key, you know, to learning how to live this kind of life. And then there's one last thing he had given us, the brother, when he spoke, he gave a list of all of these characteristics of the humanity of one who serves the Lord. It's extraordinary love, boundless forbearance, unparalleled faithfulness, absolute humility, utmost purity, supreme Amen. Holiness and righteousness, Amen. Brightness and uprightness. Amen. And you know, he's saying this is the description of one who serves the Lord, right? But actually, it's just a description of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so, just realizing, we need to eat, and we need to become exactly the same as the Lord.
Amen.
So I just appreciate it. This is what we're learning. This is what we're endeavoring day by day.
Amen. Amen.
I also appreciated, going back to, I'm going to talk a little bit about blending again. But I appreciated for the blending, we have the keys are also our human spirit. So I appreciated on this trip, I felt like we really touched the reality of the blending, and the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We really have to use our spirit, touch our spirit to experience this. And I felt like, you know, when I met the saints in Toronto, I really felt their love for us, and I really felt their burden for us. Like, these saints in Toronto, it just felt like they were laboring on the younger generation and on the young adults, the young people, the college saints. Like, they had such a heart for the college students, although actually they themselves don't have that many college students. And, you know, they really did pour out, you know, they just really felt like they had such a care for all of us who were there. And anyway, so one of the portions that I really enjoyed was actually in the prayer times. So in the prayer meeting, I felt like
wow, these saints were, the older saints were just going on, and they're just experiencing Christ in a normal way, and they were just pouring out whatever they had on us younger saints and the visiting saints, and they just had such a heart to even they were just enjoying our portion so much, even though, you know, oftentimes as the younger ones, we feel like we don't have much of a portion. But, you know, they were really longing for our portion of Christ. And mutually, I also felt like, wow, their portion of Christ was so rich. So it was so enjoyable. And it was really the unsearchable riches of Christ that we enjoy in our body, right? Which is what we read and we hear about in Ephesians, but we really touched it in reality.
Amen.
And we also did a little bit of reading on what blending was. And so Joe had touched upon this, but the blending is the reality of the body.
Amen.
Brother Lee, concerning blending, he said, without the blending, the Lord has no way to go on with us. Blending is the body, blending is the oneness, and blending is the one accord.
Amen.
All of these things. And praise the Lord, we really need the blending, and the blending is the way, you know, this is just the reality, and to build up the body of Christ. So I just really appreciated this trip a lot.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really enjoyed the sharing this morning, but I just like to read following our sister. This is from Roman number 4, point B. We see that in Leviticus 2, verses 2, 9, 16, that the part of the flour and the oil and all the frankincense of the meal offering were God's food. And this signifies that a considerable portion of Christ's excellent, perfected, spirit-filled, and resurrection-saturated living is offered to God as food for His enjoyment. This portion is so satisfying to God that it becomes a memorial to God. This is verse, chapter 6, verse 15. Yet we see that the remainder of the offering, right, consists of the fine flour and the oil, but no frankincense, was food for the serving priests. So yes, praise the Lord, we have a portion of this meal offering. But we must see that a considerable portion is actually to satisfy God. So in our eating and enjoyment of the meal offering, we should keep something in mind. We should realize our eating and enjoyment should be a satisfaction to God.
Amen.
That means we have to eat in a way that's according to God's rule, right, and according to His regulations.
Amen.
We're not going into the details, but I think just from based on what the saints have shared so far, from Roman number 1 all the way to 3, right, we see that Christ is the perfect God-man. He's duplicating Himself in us, and this living is a living. It's actually also being duplicated in the church life. So saints, as we enjoy the Lord, not just individually, but corporately,
amen,
we should realize that, Lord, I'm here to satisfy You.
Amen.
My eating is not just for myself, but it's for a memorial to God.
Amen.
And this can very much be applied to our eating in the context of the church life. I was so touched by Roman number 3, actually part of Roman number 2. You know, because we know that as we eat, what happens? The food is being mingled with us.
Amen.
You know, saints, the triune God is mingling Himself into us.
Amen.
But this mingling requires us to partake and to open.
Right.
Amen.
Individually is very good. But a lot of times, we might think that we're enjoying the Lord. But yes, we are. But whenever we're together with the saints, the enjoyment of the Lord enhances because the light shines even more strongly.
Amen.
As we eat with the saints in the body, you know, but the natural life is exposed more so, right, than we just enjoy the Lord individually. The application of the salt, right, the killing element, as well as, you know, the adding of the oil, right, enhances when we are corporately in the church life.
Amen.
So saints, as we enjoy the Lord and enter into the corporate living of this God-man, right?
Amen.
We must realize that that we are here to satisfy God.
Right. Amen.
We must be open to all the circumstances that God has arranged and placed around us.
Amen.
I echo what the brother shared in the beginning. You know, since blending is not just that we're having a wonderful time outwardly, but blending touches out the core of our being.
Amen.
If we say we enjoy the meal offering, the result of which should be that at the end of the day, Lord, you have deposited some of yourself into me. Mm-hmm. And part of my being that I didn't think was there, was exposed. And Christ, I can say by faith that Christ has touched it and has replaced himself and has mingled himself more into my being.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, this is so wonderful because it's not just for ourselves. This is for God and His satisfaction.
Amen.
And we know that eventually the church life is the means in which Christ the saints together in the church life will live out and live in the carry out the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The reality of the body of Christ is what's in God's heart, and it's what will bring Him back.
Amen.
It's what we are redeemed for.
Amen.
So saints, may we enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
You know, with the purpose and with the seeing, with the vision. I encourage we need to see not just Christ, by saying, what is the meal offering?
Amen.
It is for God's satisfaction.
Right.
And it is to be a memorial to God.
Amen.
May we enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
To the uttermost in all kinds of opportunities.
Amen.
Lastly, I just want to end with just a short portion. It relates to my personal experience as well. Since this matter of corporateness is very crucial, we must be checked in the body. We must be blended. Because blending will really solve, through the cross, by the Spirit, right, will solve all the problems in the church life.
Amen.
The reason we have problems, the reason with ourselves, with the saint, is because we have not taken and enjoyed the Lord in the proper way.
Right.
Maybe we say we enjoy the Lord, but why do we still have problems?
Right.
Because we do not see the significance of the meal offering, and we do not really enjoy, touch the burden of blending.
Amen.
Which has to be through the cross and by the Spirit.
Amen.
And it's always in the constant fellowship of the body.
Amen.
Whatever we do, a decision that we make, oh Lord, may the Lord shine on us.
Amen.
That He will have a way to touch our decision, even in the process, that we will be one with the Lord.
Amen.
We'll be one with the fellowship and be covered under the fellowship in the body.
Amen.
So that everything we do will be, you know, for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We lay our hands on the Lord.
Amen.
There's nothing that we do. We simply open to the Lord.
Amen.
So that He can touch us.
Amen.
And so that He can really gain the corporate meal offering.
Amen.
For His satisfaction.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, thank you for your anointed speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for the meal offering.
Amen.
Satisfy the Father.
Amen.
Satisfy us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the mingling.
Amen.
For your divine life.
Amen.
Oh, divine life that can be expressed.
Amen.
Be expressed through all the localities.
Amen.
Oh, thank you through us, that we can show others your love.
Amen.
And every saint could receive all the saints from the world.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for everything you spoke to us.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you for revealing to us,
amen,
oh, yourself as the reality of the meal offering.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You can be the food for the priests.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to eat and drink of you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, daily, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, to becoming our constitution.
Amen.
Yes, we need to be reconstituted.
Amen.
Oh Lord, just remove everything that's leavened.
Amen.
Everything that is honey, anything from our natural being, that you can be our everything, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you. You are the real meal offering.
Amen.
Oh, not only you satisfy God.
Amen.
You also share.
Amen.
That we can partaker.
Amen.
The holy and the clean and the rejoicing life.
Amen.
We can eat you.
Amen.
We can also share the God man living.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord, may this vision of the meal offering become our daily experience.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to eat on you.
Amen.
We want to live by you.
Amen.
We want to mingle with you and mingle with each other.
Amen.
To become God's satisfaction.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the vision of the meal.
Thank you.
Amen.
We just want to enjoy the crucified Christ and your solution to all the problems in the
church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we need to coordinate the cleaning, right?
Yes.